say this expression, if somebody is the type of person who just likes to spread bad news, you might say, well, she'd hardly gotten the news when she came right over.
The gossip, you mean, or the...
Right, okay. What about, you know, when, if you wanted to indicate something that's going to happen in the future? When we were in grammar school, the teachers always made a point of distinguish between shall and will,
uh-huh.
That sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
If you were going to say, I be late for my appointment, or I be disappointed if you don't come back, what would you probably say?
Will.
Mm-hmm. You would say?
I will be back, or I will be sorry. We'll be there.
Right. Okay. Have you ever heard people say something like, if they were inviting a person out to come over to the house, they might say, well, instead of we'll be very glad to have you, they might say, well, we sure would be mighty proud to have you over.
Oh, yes, I've heard that.
Do you associate that with any particular type of person?
No, I don't associate with any particular type of person.
But they would say...
I'd be very proud to have you come, or something like that.
Okay. What about... talking to a bad child, you might say, if you do that again, I'm going to have to...
Spank you? Punish you?
All right. Say if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly, and the neighbors figure that he's probably getting serious about her, they would say that he's doing what? He's so-and-so.
Courting? Or...
That term still used pretty frequently?
No, I don't hear it used often. In fact, our kids just... Can't stand for me to see it. They're dating.
Dating.
Going steady.
Do people ever use sparking?
I don't hear it used anymore.
You have heard it?
Oh, yes.
They'd say?
That they were sparking.
Sparking, okay.
Not often.
What would you say he was? He was her...
Her boyfriend.
And she was his...
Girlfriend.
What about if he came home with lipstick all over his collar and his little brother caught him and said, uh-huh, you've been...
Smooching,
okay.
I guess.
What about if he asked the girl to marry him, but she didn't want him? You'd say she did what to him?
Jilted, I guess.
But if she didn't jilt him, maybe they went ahead and got...
Married.
At the wedding, what do you call the man who stands up with the groom?
The best man.
What about the woman who stands up with the bride?
The maid of honor, or the matron of honor.
Depending on if they're married or not.
Right.
Okay. What about around here? Have you ever heard of any kind of noisy ceremony? Say if a couple weren't going on a honeymoon, a lot of people might follow them back to their house and just maybe... get out of hand, you know, like shooting off shotguns and getting kind of rowdy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've heard of that. I think they call it serenading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think that's done anymore either.
Would they say they're going to have a serenade?
There's another word, but I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a chivalry?
Yeah, chivalry. It was not done around here, you know, after I got old enough to know what was going on anyway.
I see. What about if this were the situation? Say if you were in Miami and while you were there you saw somebody that we both knew. What might you say to me when you saw me after you got back?
Oh, I saw so-and-so who was a friend of yours.
Where?
In Miami.
Okay, what if you were in Atlanta and the same thing happened?
I saw him in Atlanta.
Okay, what about if you were in Panama City?
I was over in Panama City and I saw the same guy.
Okay. You said over in Panama City. Would you ever say up in Atlanta or down
yes.
in Miami?
Yes, and I don't know why.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know why.
But you, if you were in Atlanta, you might say...
Down to Tallahassee or...